Unit 10, Exercise 8, Parts 1 and 2. Internet Dating Disasters. Kathy's Story, Too Good to Be True.
This was last summer. I was bored and I was at home with my parents before going back to music school, so I thought I'd like to try internet dating. I started emailing this guy called Tim, and he seemed just fine online. We had some pretty good conversations on the phone as well. After a few days, we arranged a first date, a meal in an expensive French restaurant. It sounded good. I couldn't wait. So date night came, and he arrived in this fabulous car. Now here's the only good part. He was better looking than his photo. He was really good looking. Movie star good looks. But then he started driving so fast, and he began shouting, "Go, go, go," and swearing. There was no conversation, just loud rock music as we raced along. He told me before we met that he loved Vivaldi and classical music. Liar! The rest of the night was just more speeding, more awful loud music. There was no French restaurant. He took me to a drive-thru, a hamburger place, and he had a huge hamburger. I didn't want anything. He said, "Come on, it's the best. It's real cowboy food." I told him to take me home, and thank goodness he did. Never again. He lied about everything.
Michelle's Story, Nightmare Meeting.
I was chatting online to this guy for about 6 months. I felt that we were actually falling in love. We sent lots of photos of each other, and soon were talking and texting every day. Finally, we decided to meet in a cafe. I didn't want to go alone, so I took my sister. We walked into the cafe, and I was shocked. The person smiling at me from the bar didn't look like the person in the photos. He was a guy in his early 50s. He was wearing a pair of shorts, tennis shoes, and a football shirt with a baseball cap turned backward. I was horrified, and he had thick, round glasses. I couldn't believe it. Then he said, "I've got something to show you. Look at these." And he got out some pictures of his wife and family. "Aren't my kids the cutest?" My sister and I looked at each other, said nothing, turned, and ran out of the cafe. It was wonderful to be outside. We couldn't stop laughing all the way home. I'm so glad she came with me.
Adrian's Story, It Wasn't in the Stars.
I posted an ad, really just for fun. One reply seemed interesting. I responded, and we chatted online for a while, and then on the phone. The normal getting-to-know-you stuff. Eventually, we arranged a date. Just a movie and maybe dinner. Well, she looked okay, quite pretty, and we had fun at the movie and decided to go for a meal and chat some more. It was here it started to go wrong. I found out that she also talks to my cousin online, and all she wanted to do was to talk about him. Not only was she talking about another guy, but one related to me. I was a bit annoyed. But after the meal, we talked some more and then walked to a nice park with a wonderful view of the river. She said, "Isn't this romantic?" Then she asked me about my birthday. That's nice, I thought. But she became really quiet and suddenly she said, "I don't think we can see each other again." I didn't understand. "Why not?" "Because I'm a Scorpio and you're a Gemini. It won't work." "Well, I sometimes read my horoscope, but I don't use it to see who to date." So that was it. The end. But note this, she did eventually date my cousin. He's a Virgo.
Shona's Story, Mr. Ego.
A guy called Michael responded to my ad. He sent a picture of a nice-looking man in his 20s. We chatted on the phone a bit. He said he was a world-famous artist and author. So I tried to look him up on the internet. I couldn't find any information about him. But I was a little bored, so I decided to meet him for dinner during the week. He picked a really expensive restaurant. He arrived late. He came toward me saying, "Darling, I'm so sorry. I had a meeting with my publisher." He was about 30 years older than his picture. At least 60, I'd say. The service was slow, and as we waited and waited, he talked and talked about himself. I was told about all the beautiful young models who wanted him and all the famous people he knew in the art and music industry. I was surprised that there was room at the table for me and his ego, truly. At the end of the meal, he turned to me and said, "You weren't nearly as boring as I thought you would be." "Harumph! I had eaten well, so..." I smiled sweetly, said, "Thank you very much," and walked out of the restaurant into the lovely rain.